Hey everyone, hope you're all doing great. Thank you for all the nice comments on my last video, I really appreciate it. I'm releasing my 100k video in the following weeks and it's really good, so I'm really excited about that. And as some of you may know, I recently started a new job in radiotherapy or radiation oncology, I think you guys call it. So it's been different adjusting for that, but I'm really happy in that. And I've just got back to a normal upload schedule as of today, because obviously I needed some time to adjust and get used to getting less sleep, but it's better now. So thank you for being patient with that. I just want to say I hope you're all doing great and enjoy these videos. I've really enjoyed the stories on this, so I think you're going to enjoy this too. I love you all, and I'll speak to you all soon. Take care. And make sure you check out my Instagram at Joe the Insomniac and my podcast in the description below. I guess I'll dive right into what happened and not bore you with the unimportant details. I was hiking on a trail I'm very familiar with, and because of changes in the weather, I decided to leave the trail and cut through the woods. I wanted to try and get to my car before the downpour, and I knew this area like the back of my hand. Before I knew it, I felt very strange and disorientated. Nothing appears familiar. I'm not sure if the woods seemed to be silent before or after I felt this way, but I become undeniably aware of how silent everything is. Oppressingly down, really suffocating silence, and my heart begins to pound as I stood in place, and it felt as if the woods are spinning and closing in around me. I felt like I had nothing I could do, or anything that I could comprehend. It's when I start noticing something about 15 feet in front of me. Now, it was 10 feet high and 8 feet wide, and a distortion. It was like something was bending the light and moving towards me like a fogged up mirror. Almost, but with no definitive shape, but it was moving with purpose and intelligence, and would be completely unnoticeable if not for the distortion. I turned to run and realized another was behind me, the same size and shape. Almost about then, I realized there's at least 4 more of these moving around me. I'm trapped. What I was seeing in my brain could not make sense, and I'm in utter shock and panic. I back up against a tree because I'm so scared. I curl up into a fetal position, pull my hands over my ears because they began ringing, and it's a deafening sound. I close my eyes as these intelligent cloaked things moving around me. I saw a white flash, like what happens if you've ever hit something very hard or been punched well. My ears were ringing, and I see flashes, then nothing. I woke up to the rain falling on me. Hours have passed. Everything was normal, and I knew where I was. I gather myself, check for injuries, and realize I'm completely fine, and drive home. I can't make sense of what happened. I've googled similar events, but not found anything like what happened to me. I stumbled across stealth cloaking technologies used by the military, and the technology's primitive compared to what I saw. And there was, I don't know, something very organic about what I saw. Now, I don't know if anyone's experienced something similar to me, but I need answers. Update. It's really hard to answer everyone individually, but I'm definitely going to be seeing the doctor tomorrow, but I have no history of seizures or other health issues. I'm in my 20s and fairly fit and sound of mind, but I want to make sure. Now, the headaches and blurry vision have only been an issue since the incident. I've never had migraines before, and these things had no definitive shape to them, and they were very large, moving with purpose and intelligence. Now, I could smell something, which I thought was my brain frying from how loud the sound was and how intense the situation was. Now, I crouched down with my head in my hands, kneeling in the fetal position out of fear and panic before I blacked out. When I closed my eyes, I can see the less than 5 feet away from me. I can smell a sulfuric metal type smell. Then the flash occurred that was blinding and I woke up afterwards. I was considerably dry even though it was drizzling when this occurred. And when I woke up, I realized 4 hours had passed and it was raining heavy, but I was pretty much dry and I can't explain it, but there was some sound during all of this. I won't lie, I'm shook up and freaked out. I'm trying to make a rational assumption out of what happened, but I really can't. I was coming home late from work one day. I worked as a forest ranger, so that means my hours could go pretty late sometimes. I had a pretty good day at work. Everything was normal. I got in and went to sleep. Now, just because I wasn't at work didn't mean I wasn't an outdoorsy person. So the next day, I decided to go for a hike in a forest not too far away from where I live. I really like getting out into the middle of nowhere because I find I can really free my mind this way and just think with a clear head. Now, eventually I arrive at the forest. It's very peaceful now. I can hear all kinds of animals around. I put in my headphones and listen to some music and start my walk. As I'm walking, I start to get caught up on something that annoyed me, and I'm trying to find ways to think out of the situation. This goes on for a while, and I realize that I'm in a part of the woods I've never been in before. I'm kind of confused because as I look around, I see some mist and fog. I know that I must be near water because the mist is here, but I've never seen it before. As I'm doing so, I can see a dead tree just off in the distance. I don't know what it is about this, but I keep getting a really weird vibe. I look to the left and I can see a person standing up. I can only see the top of them. They must be wearing some strange camouflage or a Halloween suit because it looks like a skeleton staring at me. I think this is weird, and I decide to take off my headphones so I can be more in the situation in case anything goes bad. As I do so, I hear the sounds of bones crashing on the floor, almost like somebody's dropped a load of sticks onto concrete. Then it hits me. It's now completely silent where I am, and I look around and it's almost like I've gone to a complete different place. It doesn't look anything like the woods I was in before. I look up and I call out to the person thinking it's a hunter. They're not meant to be hunting here and I really don't want to get shot today. They can't hear me, or they don't reply, so I decide to walk over slowly. I turn on my flashlight on my phone so they can see me coming. Again, I really don't want them to mistake me for an animal, but I have an orange coat on, so there shouldn't be a problem with that. I start explaining that I'm an off-duty park ranger and there's no problems here, just to let them know that I'm here. It's something I don't realize till afterwards, but it was completely silent in this moment and the fog seems to be picking up. It was crazy thinking of it now. It was almost like I entered a movie scene of a strange limbo land where there's no heaven or earth or anything. You're just kind of in a barren wasteland. It's really creepy. I walk up towards where I last saw the person and I realize that they're long gone, but they've left something behind. I think it's a backpack, but I can't tell next to the sticks. As I approach, I get a horrible smell of sulfur. It's almost like a metallic smell. It's very hard to describe. I then see something on the ground that appears to be a large white rock followed by other sticks. I'm very confused on exactly what this is. I turn it over using only my foot, and my heart drops. These are human remains. Not a fresh body by any chance. It looks like ancient bones, just sitting in a pile. My palms begin to sweat and it hits me that I saw this thing standing just a few seconds earlier, before I looked down at my phone. In a heartbeat, I turn round and start sprinting in the opposite direction. The smell of sulfur still seems to be following me. I keep on sprinting through the woods and I don't even bother looking back. Through the grace of God, I find a path that I knew, which I never really traveled along. And I keep on running for what felt like hours. I continue on this path and I glance back for a second and catch my breath. The craziest thing is I can't see any fog now, and the sound has all returned. Within less than a minute, I'm already sprinting back to my car, weeping as I'm driving back home. I haven't told this story to anyone, and I've never went back there again since. I have no idea what kind of limbo land I entered, or what that thing was. I just know that I never want to encounter it again. I'm staying in the Pigeon Forge, near the Smoky Mountains right now, in a cabin in the woods. There's other cabins nearby though. I was deep asleep last night and my boyfriend was still outside in the hot tub and he come inside yelling for me to wake up. He said that he started hearing something big moving around the forest. He thinks it's a bear, but he shines his flashlight and it was like something small moving through the grass that he couldn't see clearly. There were multiple of them, but they were covered by grass and moving in different directions. He only saw one, but it was a little ways in the distance, and he described it as long and tan colored skin, slithering around, very fast but gracefully. They're clear as day, and he heard a woman scream saying, "Help me, someone," but there's no one around, and it's the weirdest thing you'd sound like it's not a real person. Like it's rehearsed or a recording. He couldn't tell where it was coming from. I have no idea what he saw. So for a bit of context, I live in northwestern Georgia, US. I'm in the middle of nowhere, on a weird off on its own cul-de-sac, with houses only on one side and the woods around it. Other than the cul-de-sac, houses are over 100 yards away from each other. The woods are thick, beginning about 30 foot away from our house. The area is not known to have any bears, no wolves or coyotes, and our coyotes are really small and shy, like the deer. I even contacted our local DFW, and they said there's never been anything bigger than a coyote or wolf out here. I take the dogs out in the yard to pee about 2 to 3 times after dark. I put them on a split leash and normally wander around the yard for a bit to let them find a spot, but that's come to an end and I don't dare step off the patio now. For the past few weeks, my dogs have been acting really odd when it comes to going out at night. They want to go out front, but since my landlord doesn't want me to let them ruin the front lawn, I have to drag them to the back door, and they refuse to step out most times, especially my younger dog. They want to stay close to the house and are always very alert. They will lunge towards the woods at random, starting to bark like crazy. I would normally call this off as just wildlife, but it's been getting really weird. And normally, if there is something like a rabbit, they're very easily shushed and redirected. I've heard whatever it is walking right on the edge of the woods. It doesn't have the typical 4-beat walk of a 4-legged animal, and it's not scared of my dogs. I can hear its heavy breathing and the leaves crunch as it moves. It's not scared of dogs at all or me shouting, and it doesn't have to leave. It's always there by 9 p.m. It'll be there at midnight, then it'll be there at 2 a.m. Always at the very edge of the woods, and I can feel a difference myself. Even when I go out alone, I had to grab a patio chair the other day for example. It's almost like I can feel when it's there. I'm normally very relaxed in my yard, even at night, but I'll get that back shuddering feeling that I have to get out of there. Now, my dogs go crazy when inside, seemingly at random, standing at the windows barking out to the woods. I've been out there during the day, looking for things like fur scraps, stag or claw marks, but nothing ever turns up. Not even footprints. I've been trying to really find what this can be, but I always end up going in circles with this. As an immigrant, I'm not knowledgeable on local stuff like folklore, but I know this scares the holy hell out of me, so I'm wondering if anyone has an idea of what this could be. To lay the scene, I'm from a small town in Florida, very close to the coast. It's a commuter town, and it's usually pretty quiet at night, but since the state shut down, people haven't been so eager to get home and go to bed so they can get to work in the morning. But I work in the service, and still work just as much as though nothing had happened. I see a lot more people out at night having parties or driving around at weird hours. So one night, my dad picked me up from a closing shift. We decide to take the back roads to get back, because it's faster. It's still fairly inhabited, with houses and a church and a high school on the way, but it's poorly lit. It was an uneventful ride. We're just going like normal, talking, catching up on the last hour or two of my day, until we made it to the final turn onto a stretch of road besides the church. In the middle of the road was a creature, and physically it's very large. It was covered in thick black fur, and for reference on the size, my dad drives a 2005 Dodge Ram. The headlights just reach its shoulders and it has skinny legs. It's hunched over and dragging one of them behind, and they curve outwards, which made me wonder if they're supposed to, or if it was severely bowed. I can't think logically of any animal it could have been, unless it was massively mutated or deformed, but it doesn't make sense. When our headlights hit it, it sunk to the ground, screamed and ran into the woods. The screams were high-pitched and wet, like it was gargling. I saw it stumble off the road and hit a tree before screaming again and disappearing. My dad stops the truck and gets out with a flashlight. We only stayed for a few minutes as we're both pretty shaken. We looked for blood or tracks, but there aren't any. But what I remembered is still how weird it was seeing the side of the road and the truck covered in white sand, even though we're not close to the beach. We got back in our truck and went home, and my dad refuses to talk about what we saw that day. I have no idea what I saw.